As the partial federal government shutdown grinds on into its second month, food banks have been cropping up to help federal workers and contractors who are just missing their second paychecks today. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden visited one run by the Maryland Food Bank.
In a parking lot just off I-95 near Arbutus, tables are lined with cans of soup, baskets of produce, and boxes of granola bars. Some of the people filling bags are folks who have been to this pantry on the go before. And some, like Nareda Ramos of Owings Mills, say this is their first time. Ramos has worked for the federal government for 21 years. Now that she's about to miss her second paycheck, she's at wit's end.
I'm like running on fumes, so today I decided to go out and replenish what I don't have at home anymore.
And she has a few words for folks who have said things like, federal employees will get back pay, so what are they worried about? What's the big deal?
I know we're going to get it later, but later when?
Same goes for those who call their furloughs a paid vacation.
People think that this is a vacation. It's really not. Vacation is when you have the money to do things while you're off work, but here we don't have that luxury. We have to save and hold on to every penny.
Ramos, an investigator for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, is here with her daughter, who recently got a job with the federal government and her own apartment. Ramos is trying to help her daughter and keep her own head above water at the same time. It's infuriating, she says.
This is not a board game or a chess game. We're not pawns. You can't shut the government down just because you're not getting your way.
Congressman John Sarbanes represents Maryland's 3rd District, which meanders across parts of Howard, Montgomery, Anne Arundel, and Baltimore counties. He says there's a reason he and his fellow Democrats are standing their ground and refusing to appropriate money for a border wall.
If we give the president what he's pushing for now, the lesson he'll learn is, anytime I want my way, I'll just take the federal employees hostage again. We cannot reward this kind of behavior. And that's why we're holding strong on this. And it puts a terrible burden on the federal employees that are affected. And we need to understand that burden, and that's why I'm here.
He says the Democrats have countered President Trump's proposal for a border wall with what he calls a strong proposal for improving and strengthening border security. That includes enhanced surveillance, radar, sensors, and beefing up border patrols.
One of the things you want to do, if you're really worried about contraband, drugs, weapons coming across the border, is you boost the infrastructure and resources at the border crossings, because 80 to 90%, for example, of the heroin, fentanyl, cocaine is coming through those official checkpoints. It's not coming through these other places where he wants to put a wall. So if the obsession that the president has with the wall is actually pulling focus and resources away from the very things that would improve our security.
As he spoke, the line behind him grew longer.
We'll continue to hold food distribution events as long as the shutdown lasts.
That's Meg Kimmel with the Maryland Food Bank. She says they usually get about $30,000 a year from donors. Of course, they need more to do more.
But this also comes on the heels of a very low-performing December for the nonprofit sector. And so we are down. Our fundraising for the year is down.
Ramos and her daughter load the groceries into their car, unsure when the next food pantry on the go will come this way. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.